Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Galore. Memory Efficient LLM Training by Gradient Low Rank Projection. Authored 2024 by Jiwei Zhao, Zhen Yu, Alan, Zhang, Bidi Chen, Zhangyang Wang, Anandkumar, Yuandong Tian. Abstract. 1. Introduction. Large language models, LLMs, have shown impressive performance across multiple disciplines, including conversational AI and language translation. However, pre-training and fine-tuning LLMs require not only a huge amount of computation but is also memory-intensive. The memory requirements include not only billions of trainable parameters, but also their gradients and optimizer states, e.g., gradient momentum and variance in ADAM, that can be larger than parameter storage themselves. Raffel et al. 2023. Tuvron et al. 2023. Chowdhury et al. 2022. For example, pre-training a Llama 7B model from scratch with a single batch size requires at least 58 GB memory, 14 GB for trainable parameters, 42 GB for ADAM optimizer states and weight gradients, and 2 GB for activations 1. This makes the training not feasible on consumer-level GPUs such as NVIDIA RTX 4090 with 24 GB memory. In addition to engineering and system efforts, such as gradient checkpointing, Chen et al. 2016, memory offloading, Rajbhandari et al. 2020, etc., to achieve faster and more efficient distributed training, researchers also seek to develop various optimization techniques to reduce the memory usage during pre-training and fine-tuning. Galore. Memory-efficient LLM training by gradient low-rank projection. Parameter-efficient fine-tuning, PEFT, techniques allow for the efficient adaptation of pre-trained language models, PLMs, to different downstream applications without the need to fine-tune all of the model's parameters, Ding et al. 2022. Among them, the popular low-rank adaptation, Laura Hu et al. 2021, reparameterizes weight matrix W element of RM times N into W equals W0 plus BA, where W0 is a frozen full rank matrix and B element of RM times R, A element of RR times N are additive low rank adapters to be learned. Since the rank R much less than min, M, N, A and B contain fewer number of trainable parameters and thus smaller optimizer states. LoRa has been used extensively to reduce memory usage for fine-tuning in which W0 is the frozen pre-trained weight. Its variant RLoRa is also used in pre-training, by periodically updating W0 using previously learned low-rank adapters, Lialin et al. 2023. However, many recent works demonstrate the limitation of such a low-rank reparameterization. For fine-tuning, LoRa is not shown to reach a comparable performance as full-rank fine-tuning, Shaw et al. 2024. For pre-training from scratch, it is shown to require a full-rank model training as a warm-up, Lialin et al. 2023, before optimizing in the low-rank subspace. There are two possible reasons. 1. The optimal weight matrices may not be low-rank, and 2. The reparameterization changes the gradient training dynamics. Our approach. To address the above challenge, we propose gradient low-rank projection, Galore, a training strategy that allows full parameter learning that is more memory efficient than common low-rank adaptation methods, such as LoRa. Our key idea is to leverage the slow-changing low-rank structure of the gradient G element of RM times N of the weight matrix W, rather than trying to approximate the weight matrix itself as low-rank. We first show theoretically that the gradient matrix G becomes low-rank during training. Then, we propose Galore that computes two projection matrices P element of RM times R and Q element of RN times R to project the gradient matrix G into a low-rank form PGQ. In this case, the memory cost of optimizer states, which rely on component-wise gradient statistics, can be substantially reduced. Occasional updates of P and Q, e.g., every 200 iterations, incur minimal amortized additional computational cost. Galore is more memory efficient than LoRa as shown in Table 1. In practice, this yields up to 30% memory reduction compared to LoRa during pre-training. We demonstrate that Galore works well in both LLM pre-training and fine-tuning. When pre-training Llama 7B on C4 dataset, 8-bit Galore, combined with 8-bit optimizers and layer-wise weight updates techniques, achieves comparable performance to its full-rank counterpart, with less than 10% memory cost of optimizer states. Notably, for pre-training, Galore keeps low memory throughout the entire training, without requiring full rank training warm-up like Relora. Thanks to Galore's memory efficiency, for the first time it is possible to train Llama 7B from scratch on a single GPU with 24GB memory, e.g., on NVIDIA RTX 4090, without any costly memory offloading techniques, Fig. 1. Galore is also used to fine-tune pre-trained LLMs on GLU benchmarks with comparable or better results than existing low-rank methods. When fine-tuning Roberta base on GLU tasks with a rank of 4, Galore achieves an average score of 85.89, outperforming Llora, which achieves a score of 85.61. As a gradient projection method, Galore is independent of the choice of optimizers and can be easily plugged into existing ones with only two lines of code, as shown in algorithm 1. Our experiment, Fig. 3, shows that it works for popular optimizers such as Atom W, 8-bit Atom, and Adafactor. In addition, its performance is insensitive to very few hyperparameters it introduces. We also provide theoretical justification on the low rankness of gradient update, as well as the convergence analysis of Galore. 2. Related works. Low-rank adaptation Hu et al. 2021, proposed low-rank adaptation, Llora, to fine-tune pre-trained models with low-rank adapters. This method reduces the memory footprint by maintaining a low-rank weight adapter for each layer. There are a few variants of Llora proposed to enhance its performance, Rendachintala et al. 2023, Sheng et al. 2023, Shaw et al. 2024, supporting multi-task learning, Wang et al. 2023, and further reducing the memory footprint, Detmers et al. 2023. Lialin et al. 2023, proposed Relora, a variant of Llora designed for pre-training, but requires a full-rank training warm-up to achieve comparable performance as the standard baseline. Subspace learning recent studies have demonstrated that the learning primarily occurs within a significantly low-dimensional parameter subspace, Larson et al. 2022, Gur Ari et al. 2018. These findings promote a special type of learning called subspace learning, where the model weights are optimized within a low-rank subspace. This notion has been widely used in different domains of machine learning, including meta-learning and continual learning, Li and Choi, 2018, Chaudhry et al., 2020. Projected gradient descent Galore is closely related to the traditional topic of projected gradient descent, PGD, Chen and Wainwright, 2015, Chen et al., 2019. A key difference is that Galore considers the specific gradient form that naturally appears in training multi-layer neural net. Galore. Memory-efficient LLM training by gradient low-rank projection works, e.g., it is a matrix with specific structures, proving many of its properties, e.g., Lemma 3.1, Theorem 3.2, and Theorem 3.6. In contrast, traditional PGD mostly treats the objective as a general blackbox nonlinear function, and study the gradients in the vector space only. Memory-efficient optimization. There have been some works trying to reduce the memory cost of gradient statistics for adaptive optimization algorithms, Shazier and Stern, Anil et al., Detmers et al., 2021. Adafactor, Shazier and Stern, achieves sublinear memory cost by factorizing the second-order statistics by a row-column outer product. Galore shares similarities with Adafactor in terms of utilizing low-rank factorization to reduce memory cost, but Galore focuses on the low-rank structure of the gradients, while Adafactor focuses on the low-rank structure of the second-order statistics. Galore can reduce the memory cost for both first-order and second-order statistics, and can be combined with Adafactor to achieve further memory reduction. Quantization is also widely used to reduce the memory cost of optimizer states, Detmers et al., 2021, Li et al., 2023. Furthermore, LV et al., 2023, proposed fused gradient computation to reduce the memory cost of storing weight gradients during training. In contrast to the previous memory-efficient optimization methods, Galore operates independently as the optimizers directly receive the low-rank gradients without knowing their full-rank counterparts. 3. Galore. Gradient low-rank projection. 3.1. Background. Regular full-rank training. At time step t, gt equals minus nabla w phi t, wt, element of rm times n is the backpropagated, negative, gradient matrix. Then the regular pre-training weight update can be written down as follows. Eta is the learning rate, where gt is the final processed gradient to be added to the weight matrix and rho t is an entry-wise stateful gradient regularizer, e.g., Atom. The state of rho t can be memory intensive. For example, for Atom, we need m, v element of rm times n to regularize the gradient gt into gt. Here g2t and mt, square root vt plus e means element-wise multiplication and division. Eta is the learning rate. Together with W element of RM times N, this takes 3 million memory. Low rank updates. For a linear layer W element of RM times N, LoRa and its variants utilize the low rank structure of the update matrix by introducing a low rank adapter AB. WT equals W0 plus BTAT, 5, where B element of RM times R and element of RR times N, and R much less than min, M, N. A and B are the learnable low rank adapters and W0 is a fixed weight matrix, e.g., pre-trained weight. 3.2. Low rank property of weight gradient. While low rank updates are proposed to reduce memory usage, it remains an open question whether the weight matrix should be parameterized as low rank. In many situations, this may not be true. For example, in linear regression y equals wx, if the optimal w asterisk operator is high rank, then imposing a low rank assumption on w never leads to the optimal solution, regardless of what optimizers are used. Surprisingly, while the weight matrices are not necessarily low rank, the gradient indeed becomes low rank during the training for certain gradient forms in associated network architectures. Lemma 3.1. Gradient becomes low rank during training. Let M is less than or equal to N without loss of generality. The gradient update. GT equals A minus BWTC, WT equals WT minus 1 plus eta GT minus 1, 6, with constant A and PSD matrices B and C and randomly initialized W0 leads to low rank gradient with high probability. Here nu 1 equals lambda min, C, is the smallest eigenvalues of C and lambda 1 is less than or equal to, is less than or equal to lambda N or eigenvalues of B. Furthermore, if lambda 2 greater than lambda 1 and nu 1 greater than 0, then GT converges to rank 1 exponentially. Note that in lemma 3.1, we assume a parametric form, EQN, 6, of the gradient. This is not a limiting assumption. It not only holds for simple linear network with objective phi, W, equals parallel y minus wx parallel 2 2, but also hold in more general nonlinear networks known as reversible networks, TN et al. 2020, including deep ReLU networks, theorem 3.2, gradient form of reversible models. In a chained reversible neural network N, x, equals NL, NL minus 1. N1, x, with L2 objective phi, equals 1 2 parallel y minus N, x, parallel 2 2, the weight matrix WL at layer L has gradient GL of the following form for batch size 1. GL equals JLYFL minus 1, Z. A minus JLJL, Z. BWLFL minus 1FL minus 1, Z, C, 8, where JL equals Jacobian, NL. Jacobian, NL plus 1, and FL equals NL, NL minus 1. N1, X. Galore. Memory-efficient LLM training by gradient low-rank projection. Note that for softmax objective with small logits, we can also prove a similar structure of backpropagated gradient, and thus theorem 3.2 can also apply. Lemma 3.3, gradient structure of softmax loss. For k-way log softmax loss phi, y, f, equals minus log express, y f, 1 express, f, let f equals p up tac 1f be the zero mean version of network output f, where p up tac 1, equals I minus 1 K 11, then we have minus D phi equals Y D F minus gamma F D F K plus O F 2 K D F 9, where gamma Y F approximately equals 1 and Y is a data label with Y 1 equals 1. With this lemma, it is clear that for a reversible network F equals N X equals JL X WL FL minus 1 X, the gradient GL of WL has the following form, which is consistent with the form GL equals A minus BWLC. For a detailed introduction to reversibility, please check the appendix 8.2. 3.3. Gradient low rank projection, galore. Since the gradient G may have a low rank structure, if we can keep the gradient statistics of a small core of gradient G in optimizer states, rather than G itself, then the memory consumption can be reduced substantially. This leads to our proposed galore strategy. Definition 3.4. Gradient low rank projection, galore. Gradient low rank projection, galore, denotes the following gradient update rules. Eta is the learning rate, where Pt element of Rm times R and Qt element of Rn times R are projection matrices. Different from LoRa, galore explicitly utilizes the low rank updates instead of introducing additional low rank adapters and hence does not alter the training dynamics. In the following, we show that galore converges under a similar, but more general, form of gradient update rule. EQN 6. This form corresponds to EQN 8 but with a larger batch size. Definition 3.5, L continuity. A function h, w, has, Lipschitz, L continuity, if for any w1 and w2, parallel h, w1, minus h, w2, parallel f is less than or equal to L parallel w1 minus w2 parallel f. Theorem 3.6, convergence of Galois with fixed projections. Suppose the gradient has the following form, eqn, 8. With batch size greater than 1, g equals xiai minus xibiwci, 12, where bi and ci are PSD matrices, ai, bi and ci have la, lb and lc continuity with respect to w and parallel wt parallel is less than or equal to d. Let rt equals ptgtqt, b it equals ptbi, wt, pt, c it equals qtci, wt, qt and kappa t equals 1 npi lambda min, b it, lambda min, c it. If we choose constant pt equals p and qt equals q, then Galois with rho t is defined as 1 satisfies, parallel rt parallel f is less than or equal to 1 minus eta, kappa t minus 1 minus la minus lb lc d2, parallel rt minus 1 parallel f, 13. As a result, if min t kappa t greater than la plus lb lc d2, rt right pointing arrow 0 and thus Galois converges with fixed pt and qt. While it is tricky to obtain the eigenstructure of b it and c it, they are parts of Jacobian. One way is to instead use the spectrum of gt via singular value decomposition, SVD, for Galois for memory efficient training. For a complex optimization problem such as LLM pre-training, it may be difficult to capture the entire gradient trajectory with a single low-rank subspace. One reason is that the principal subspaces of bt and ct, and thus gt, may change over time. In fact, if we keep the same projection p and q, then the learned weights will only grow along these subspaces, which is not longer full parameter training. Fortunately, for this, Galois can switch subspaces during training and learn full rank weights without increasing the memory footprint. 4.1. Composition of low rank subspaces eta pti minus 1 t equals 0 gt as the summation of all ti updates within the ith subspace. When switching to ith subspace at step t equals ti, we reinitialize the projector pt and qt by performing SVD on the current gradient gt by equation 14. We illustrate how the trajectory of gt traverses through multiple low-rank subspaces in Fig. 2. In the experiment section, we show that allowing multiple low-rank subspaces is the key to achieving the successful pre-training of LLMs. Following the above procedure, the switching frequency t becomes a hyperparameter. The ablation study, Fig. 5, shows a sweet spot exists. A very frequent subspace change increases the overhead, since new PT and QT need to be computed, and breaks the condition of constant projection in Theorem 3.6. In practice, it may also impact the fidelity of the optimizer states, which accumulate over multiple training steps. On the other hand, a less frequent change may make the algorithm stuck into a region that is no longer important to optimize. Convergence proof in Theorem 3.6 only means good progress in the designated subspace, but does not mean good overall performance. While optimal t depends on the total training iterations and task complexity, we find that a value between t equals 50 to t equals 1000 makes no significant difference. Thus, the total computational overhead induced by SVD is negligible, less than 10%, compared to other memory-efficient training techniques such as memory offloading, Rajbhandari et al. 4.2. Memory-efficient optimization, reducing memory footprint of gradient statistics. Galois significantly reduces the memory cost of optimizer that heavily rely on component-wise gradient statistics, such as Adam, Kingma and Ba, 2014. When rho t is defined as Adam, by projecting gt into its low-rank form rt, Adam's gradient regularizer rho t, rt, only needs to track low-rank gradient statistics, where mt and vt are the first-order and second-order momentum, respectively. Galois computes the low-rank normalized gradient nt as follows. Galois can also apply to other optimizers, e.g., Adafactor, that have similar update rules and require a large amount of memory to store gradient statistics, reducing memory usage of projection matrices. To achieve the best memory performance trade-off, we only use one project matrix PRQ, projecting the gradient G into PG if M is less than or equal to N in GQ otherwise. We present the algorithm applying Galois to Adam in algorithm 2. With this setting, Galois requires less memory than LoRa during training. As Galois can always merge increment WT to W0 during weight updates, it does not need to store a separate low-rank factorization BA. In total, Galore requires MN plus Mr plus 2NR, memory, while LoRa requires Galore LoRa. Weights MNMN plus Mr plus NR Optum states Mr plus 2NR 2 Mr plus 2NR. Multi-subspace pre-training fine-tuning, MN plus 3 Mr plus 3NR, memory. A comparison between Galore and LoRa is shown in Table 1. As Theorem 3.6 does not require the projection matrix to be carefully calibrated, we can further reduce the memory cost of projection matrices by quantization and efficient parameterization, which we leave for future work. 4.3. Combining with existing techniques. Galore is compatible with existing memory-efficient optimization techniques. In our work, we mainly consider applying Galore with 8-bit optimizers, Detmers et al., 2021, and per-layer weight updates, LV et al., 2023. 8-bit optimizers. Detmers et al., 2022, proposed 8-bit Atom optimizer that maintains 32-bit optimizer performance at a fraction of the original memory footprint. We apply Galore directly to the existing implementation of 8-bit Atom. Per-layer weight updates. In practice, the optimizer typically performs a single weight update for all layers after backpropagation. This is done by storing the entire weight gradients in memory. To further reduce the memory footprint during training, we adopt per-layer weight updates to Galore, which performs the weight updates during backpropagation, LV et al., 2023. 4.4. Hyperparameters of Galore. In addition to Atom's original hyperparameters, Galore only introduces very few additional hyperparameters. The rank R, which is also present in LoRa, the subspace change frequency T, CSEC 4.1, and the scale factor alpha. Scale factor alpha controls the strength of the low rank update, which is similar to the scale factor alpha, R appended to the low rank adapter in Hu et al. 2021. We note that the alpha does not depend on the rank R in our case. This is because, when R is small during pre-training, alpha, R significantly affects the convergence rate, unlike fine-tuning. We evaluate Galore on both pre-training and fine-tuning of LLMs. All experiments are conducted on NVIDIA A100 GPS-2. Pre-training on C4. To evaluate its performance, we apply Galore to train Llama-based large language models on the C4 dataset. C4 dataset is a colossal, cleaned version of Common Crawl's WebCrawl corpus, which is mainly intended to pre-train language models in word representations, Raffel et al., 2023. To best simulate the practical pre-training scenario, we train without data repetition over a sufficiently large amount of data, across a range of model sizes up to 7 billion parameters. Architecture and hyperparameters. We follow the experiment setup from Lialin et al., 2023, which adopts a Llama-based 3 architecture with RMS norm and SWI glue activations, Tuvron et al., 2023, Zhang and Senric, 2019, Shazir, 2020. For each model size, we use the same set of hyperparameters across methods, except the learning rate. We run all experiments with BF16 format to reduce memory usage, and we tune the learning rate for each method under the same amount of computational budget and report the best performance. The details of our task setups and hyperparameters are provided in the appendix. Fine-tuning on GLU tasks. GLU is a benchmark for evaluating the performance of NLP models on a variety of tasks, including sentiment analysis, question answering, and textual entailment, Wang et al., 2019. We use GLU tasks to benchmark Galore against LoRa for memory-efficient fine-tuning. 5.1. Comparison with low-rank methods. We first compare Galore with existing low-rank methods using Atom Optimizer across a range of model sizes. Full rank our baseline method that applies Atom Optimizer with full rank weights and optimizer states. Low rank we also evaluate a traditional low rank approach that represents the weights by learnable low rank factorization. W equals BA, Kamalakara et al., 2022. LoRa Hu et al., 2021, proposed LoRa to fine-tune pre-trained models with low rank adapters. W equals W0 plus BA, where W0 is fixed initial weights and BA is a learnable low rank adapter. In the case of pre-training, W0 is the 2. The implementation of Galore is available here. 3. Llama materials in our paper are subject to Llama community license. Galore. Memory-efficient LLM training by gradient low-rank projection full-rank initialization matrix. We set LoRa alpha to 32 and LoRa dropout to 0.05 as their default settings. RLoRa Lialin et al., 2023, is a variant of LoRa designed for pre-training, which periodically merges BA into W, and initializes new BA with a reset on optimizer states and learning rate. RLoRa requires careful tuning of merging frequency, learning rate reset, and optimizer states reset. We evaluate Relora without a full rank training warm-up for a fair comparison. For Galore, we set subspace frequency T to 200 and scale factor alpha to 0.25 across all model sizes in Table 2. For each model size, we pick the same rank R for all low-rank methods, and we apply them to all multi-head attention layers and feed-forward layers in the models. We train all models using Atom Optimizer with the default hyperparameters, e.g., beta 1 equals 0. 9, beta 2 equals 0. 999, e equals 10 minus 8. We also estimate the memory usage based on BF16 format, including the memory for weight parameters and optimizer states. As shown in Table 2, Galore outperforms other low-rank methods and achieves comparable performance to full-rank training. We note that for 1B model size, Galore even outperforms full-rank baseline when R equals 1024 instead of R equals 512. Compared to Lora and Relora, Galore requires less memory for storing model parameters and optimizer states. A detailed training setting of each model and our memory estimation for each method are provided in the appendix. 5.3. Scaling up to Llama 7B architecture. Scaling ability to 7B models is a key factor for demonstrating if Galore is effective for practical LLM pre-training scenarios. We evaluate Galore on in Llama 7B architecture with an embedding size of 4096 and total layers of 32. We train the model for 150 k-steps with 19.7B tokens, using 8-node training in parallel with a total of 64 A100 GPUs. Due to computational constraints, we only compare 8-bit Galore, R equals 1024, with 8-bit Atom with a single trial without tuning the hyperparameters. As shown in Table 3, after 150 k-steps, 8-bit Galore achieves a perplexity of 14.65, which is comparable to 8-bit Atom with a perplexity of 14.61. 5.4. Memory-efficient fine-tuning. Galore not only achieves memory-efficient pre-training but also can be used for memory-efficient fine-tuning. Galore. Memory-efficient LLM training by gradient low-rank projection fine-tune pre-trained Roberta models on GLU tasks using Galore and compare its performance with a full fine-tuning baseline and Lora. We use hyperparameters from Hu et al. 2021 for Lora and tune the learning rate and scale factor for Galore. As shown in Table 4, Galore achieves better performance than Lora on most tasks with less memory footprint. This demonstrates that Galore can serve as a full-stack memory-efficient training strategy for both LLM pre-training and fine-tuning. 5.5. Measurement of memory and throughput. While Table 2 gives the theoretical benefit of Galore compared to other methods in terms of memory usage, we also measure the actual memory footprint of training Llama models by various methods, with a token batch size of 256. The training is conducted on a single device setup without activation checkpointing, memory offloading, and optimizer states partitioning, Rajbhandari et al., 2020. Training 7B models on consumer GPUs with 24G memory. As shown in Fig. 4, 8-bit Galore requires significantly less memory than BF16 baseline and 8-bit Atom, and only requires 22.0G memory to pre-train Llama 7B with a small per GPU token batch size, up to 500 tokens. This memory footprint is within 24GB VRAM capacity of a single GPU such as NVIDIA RTX 4090. In addition, when activation checkpointing is enabled, per GPU token batch size can be increased up to 4096. While the batch size is small per GPU, it can be scaled up with data parallelism, which requires much lower bandwidth for inter-GPU communication, compared to model parallelism. Therefore, it is possible that Galore can be used for elastic training, Lin et al. 7B models on consumer GPUs such as RTX 4090s. Specifically, we present the memory breakdown in Fig. 1. It shows that 8-bit Galore reduces 37.92G, 63.3%, and 24.5G, 52.3%, total memory compared to BF16 Atom baseline and 8-bit Atom, respectively. Compared to 8-bit Atom, 8-bit Galore mainly reduces the memory in two parts. 1. Low-rank gradient projection reduces 9.6G, 65.5%, memory of storing optimizer states, and 2. Using per-layer weight updates reduces 13.5G memory of storing weight gradients. Throughput overhead of Galore. We also measure the throughput of the pre-training Llama 1B model with 8-bit Galore and other methods, where the results can be found in the appendix. Particularly, the current implementation of 8-bit Galore achieves 1019.63 tokens per second, which induces 17% overhead compared to 8-bit Atom implementation. Disabling per-layer weight updates for Galore achieves 1,109.38 tokens per second, improving the throughput by 8.8%. We note that our results do not require offloading strategies or checkpointing, which can significantly impact training throughput. We leave optimizing the efficiency of Galore implementation for future work. 6. Ablation study. 6.1. How many subspaces are needed during pre-training? We observe that both too frequent and too slow changes of subspaces hurt the convergence, as shown in Fig. 5, left. Galore. Memory-efficient LLM training by gradient low rank projection. Within a certain range of rank values, decreasing the rank only slightly affects the convergence rate, causing a slowdown that is close to linear. As shown in Fig. 5, right, training with a rank of 128 using 80k steps achieves a lower loss than training with a rank of 512 using 20k steps. This shows that Galore can be used to trade off between memory and computational cost. In a memory-constrained scenario, reducing the rank allows us to stay within the memory budget while training for more steps to preserve the performance. 7. Conclusion. We propose Galore, a memory-efficient pre-training and fine-tuning strategy for large language models. Galore significantly reduces memory usage by up to 65.5% in optimizer states while maintaining both efficiency and performance for large-scale LLM pre-training and fine-tuning. References. Anil, R., Gupta, V., Koren, T., and Singer, Why Memory-Efficient Adaptive Optimization. Chaudhry, A., Khan, N., Dokania, P., and Tor, P. Continual Learning in Low-Rank Orthogonal Subspaces. In Advances in Neural Information Processing Systems, Volume 33, pp. 9900-9911. Curran Associates, Inc., 2020. Chen, H., Rascotti, G., and Yuan, M. Non-convex projected gradient descent for generalized low-rank tensor regression. Journal of Machine Learning Research, 25, 1-37, 2019. ISSN 1533-7928. Chen, T., Xu, B., Zhang, C., and Gestrin, C. Training Deep Nets with Sublinear Memory Cost, April 2016. Chen, Y. and Wainwright, M.J. Fast Low Rank Estimation. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.